The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's something that you can do that can set you apart from everybody you work with, even make you some more money. Let's talk about it on Friday. I got the keys this morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So every day we come to work and we have to look for content for us to talk about. We don't just come in here and know what's happening in the world. And Automatic was doing his due diligence and he found an error that he made. He said, oh, look, thank goodness I pay attention. Thank goodness I double check and triple check and so on and so on. And I'm going to tell you right now, most people don't pay attention to detail.
Mm-mm.
It's the details that matter. Anybody can do blah, blah, blah. It's what's in between that sets you apart. Oh. It's the devil's in the details. Have you heard
all
that?
Right. No.
It's real. It's
Thank
a real
God
thing.
For me.
I want to use that as an analogy this morning. Plus, I mean, you know, you got these new year, new me,
devil,
all this kind
devil
of thing.
In the detail is
kind
of wild. What about maybe like blessings in the detail?
Well, okay, that's fine. That's fine. But I think that the analogy is made because you want to set yourself apart from other people. Think about music, for instance, or whatever the case is, whatever you're doing at work, you can really set yourself apart by paying more attention and sending out more emails. For some reason, people think when you send out emails, you're really doing it.
That's the biggest hustle in the corporate world. If you are good at emails, you can climb that corporate ladder. Just send one out. I had a guy one time tell me when I first got it, we started working in radio, and he said, just send an email that makes it seem like you're doing something every day. I promise you, they'll never bother you.
That guy now works in television and radio and like movies across the country. And I think
and he doesn't really do much, but he sends a lot of emails.
Well, think about the person you work with that maybe doesn't do a lot, but somehow or some way the boss is like really cool with them. They're probably sending a lot of emails.
Or partying with them after. One or the other. One or the other. Dude. One or the
sleeping
other.
With them.
Yeah, that
happens.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a whole other show right there.
You don't have to send
there.
Any emails if you put it out.
I'm telling you now, pay attention to detail. It will help you stand out. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, speaking of putting attention to detail, it's National Stick to Your New Year's Resolution Day, everybody. Come on,
that
dog.
Whole idea.
We're only a couple weeks in.
Let's keep it fit. Don't quit.
Ah, there it is. And okay. International Kiss a Ginger Day.
So, redhead?
Yeah, redheaded person. Can we still say ginger in 2024? I think we can.
Is that a slur?
I'm a little worried, dude. I'm a little worried.
Ginger is cute. I mean, I think that's cool. I don't know, though.
You said it, not me. Okay.
And we'll wrap it up on National Pharmacist Day.
Hey, anybody? Shout out to all the pharmacists out there. No, I remember
all the legal drug dealers.
Yeah, legal drug dealers. I remember during the middle of a pandemic, they had to put up with a lot. I mean, think about that. It was going down.
Yeah.
Karen was thick inside those pharmacies.
And then they had to give everybody shots. Yeah. Salute to them.
Definitely,
they did a lot.
Sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Woo! We are going to talk about a very controversial down in the DM. Clarissa hit me up about her man Isaiah, who is a professional picture taker.
Oh.
He's a photographer. That's how he makes his living. You know, hot women involved. Hot cars, hot women. Thing is, he's up to some things that have Clarissa thinking it might not be professional what he's about to do. So take a listen.
He usually invites me to his photo shoots, and then we go get drinks, and we make like a date out of it. But now, he doesn't invite me to anything. And last week, his phone was randomly turned off for like 8 hours.
8 hours? Come on!
I'm rude, but that's sketch, dog.
I'm pretending to be Michaela, and I'm trying to hit on Isaiah. Here's how that call went. Yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to go, you know, get a drink or something. You know, just us hang, you know, just kind of chill.
Oh, actually, I got to go meet my girlfriend for dinner.
Hold up. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do. Her name's Clarissa.
Womp womp. It did not
Don't womp womp
in the DM.
Cheer this
I'm glad. But man, Clarissa, what's wrong with you? So it gets so heated in this down in the DM. Listen. Clarissa, you're going to have to speak up, Mama.
I'm sorry. I was just overthinking because you didn't answer last week.
Yo, what the f***? You really are on the phone? I don't know what's going on, but I am not cheating on you for the 100th time, man. Hang up the phone and call me back without your dumb friends on the line.
Hey!
He called y'all dumb friends.
Oh, this guy.
He was talking about you, too.
He did not talk about me, Automatic. Anyway, here's the very rare instance that I'm on the guy's side because he said something. Take a listen.
I am not cheating on you for the 100th time.
Isaiah's had to talk to Clarissa 100 times, and she's still accusing him of doing things he's not. And whether you're a man or a woman, if you have jealousy issues, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship until you fix that. Don't put your insecurities on another person. It's not fair.
Easier said than done, because, I mean, everybody's got insecurities. Me included. And
I'm glad you're admitting that, DJ Automatic. That's a first step to recovery.
I don't know that I need recovery from jealousy, but I think that it's a... it's hard.
More healing.
Healing. I like that word.
Yeah, I think
that word,
especially too when you. Sorry to cut you off.
No, but I mean, I think you're right. Healing is a better word because of circumstances that have happened in other relationships. I think it makes you question sometimes the people that you're with right now.
Yeah, and all you can really do is work on yourself, right? Because sometimes I've been in a situation where I was jealous. I was still trying to heal and get over my jealousy issues, and the person I was dating was also jealous from whatever past they had.
Oh my God, two jealous
people
together.
Two jealous people don't mix. So all you can really do is work on yourself.
Line two, you've been on hold for a minute, sir. Go ahead.
I thought I found one, but Dana, you would not believe this.
What?
She ended up breaking the whole thing off because she was asleep at home, and I got off work. I didn't know I was supposed to call. Just for that, she got pissed off, and she called off everything.
Because you didn't call her immediately after work?
What?
Yeah.
Well, you dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dude. She did you a favor.
You can't be with people that are overly jealous. It will drive you insane.
You need to talk to me. I'm losing it over here.
Don't lose it. Don't lose it. You'll find somebody else who isn't like that, and you don't have to be, you know, checking in every 5 minutes. You can't be.
You need a partner,
you
not
need
somebody
a partner,
who's,
not
who's
a
trying
parent.
To check you every day.
Yeah, brother. And if somebody's going to get mad at you for just getting off of work and simply not following up, that's not. How's your homie, dog? That's something that you don't want to be a part of.
And I know it's hard right now, but you'll get over it. You'll move on. And you'll find somebody, like I said, who's a partner, not a parent, okay?
Gotcha.
Are you somebody who's dealt with jealousy and healed? I think it's a good question. I don't want to talk to someone, how'd you get out of a jealous relationship? I want to talk to someone who knew they had a problem.
Yeah.
And
especially guys,
corrected it.
Because guys will get cheated on in seventh grade and hold it till the day they die. So I'll never forget my middle school.
Why are you talking trash about me, dude?
I'm talking about myself.
877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez makes a huge announcement. Is she finally tying the knot? Let's talk about this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Zayn Malik celebrating his birthday. Jeff Bezos, Issa Rae, and Destiny Rogers.
All right, so I want to talk about Sexy Red. She hid her pregnancy. She was even on tour. Take a listen to this audio.
Before I go on stage, I have to like hold my stomach in and look at myself and be like, can they tell? Once I just was like, okay, I can't keep hiding because it hurt it to just be on stage all day like holding your stomach in. So I'm like, just forget about it. Because I was pregnant on a Drake tour and a Money Bag tour. But nobody knew.
As every working woman knows, when you become a mother, for some reason, your job gets worried.
Oh.
It's different for women and men. And you know, it shouldn't be like that. Now you got Sexy Red out here shaking it. About to give birth.
Not to disparage what you're saying, because I do agree with that stance. But, you know, maybe Drake can learn a thing or two from her about how to hide a kid.
Right?
Do you know who's not hiding a kid? Kelly Uchis and Don Toliver.
Congratulations, Kelly Uchis, Don Toliver, expecting their first child. Check our conversation with Kelly Uchis on YouTube. Subscribe to Dana Cortez Show. Our channel is free. All right, and finally, Selena Gomez made a huge announcement that she needed to take a social media break, and she did, only for about 24 hours, you know, a day. Oh. Sometimes that's necessary, but I think the reason she's back on is because last week, you know, we talked about it, the Golden Globes, her and Taylor Swift were being accused of gossiping about Kylie Jenner and her new man, Timothy Chalamet. He stars in Wonka, number one movie in the country. Timothy Chalamet had to clear things up. He had to say, none of this is true. Nobody was at the table. This didn't happen. People are making stuff up. And I think that's when Selena Gomez said, okay, I can come back and I don't have to be, you know, a joke here. And congratulations to her, by the way. She is going to play Linda Ronstadt.
I was
going to
say, her biggest movie role of all time is coming up.
This is huge. Linda Ronstadt. Talk to your mom, your grandmas about her, icon of the 70s and 80s, Mexican-American woman. And I think a young Linda Ronstadt looks like Selena Gomez now.
She does. And quote me on this. This will be Selena Gomez's first Oscar. Yeah!
Check the photos of Linda Ronstadt and Selena Gomez at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Plus, you need to learn about Linda Ronstadt, okay? A Mexican-American woman literally running the rock charts back in the day. Yeah, very interesting. Go at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Once again, check it out. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In a very rare instance, I agreed with a guy during a Down in the Gym breakdown earlier. We had Isaiah that I called because our girl Clarissa hit us up. Do you recall
this? Yeah.
There's a part, there's something Isaiah said in today's Down in the DM breakdown that made me agree with him. Take a listen to this.
I am not cheating on you for the 100th time.
That means his girl is a jealous woman. She's constantly accusing him of doing something he's not. I'm not cheating on you for the 100th time. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. It is so exhausting to have someone in your life who is jealous and accusatory. Now, I think that you can deal with jealousy, though, right? You can heal from it, as Anthony said earlier.
I think that was the right word.
That was such a good word, Ant, for real.
I want to thank you. Appreciate that. Therapy is paying off. Shout out to my therapist, Veronica. I want to say back to his point, though, too. I'm not sure how women handle those accusations on the inside, but when you start pushing a man that far, he's going to eventually just say, you know what? Might as well do it.
I'm getting blamed for it. I might as well.
Anyway, and that's like the double.
That is if he has the options.
But, well, you know, I'm just saying that's something that happens.
And if you really love someone, you're not being pushed at. You end a relationship first. I want to talk about cheating and doing that. I want to talk about jealousy and how to heal from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, automatic, you've had some self-esteem issues. I think it's self-esteem. And you're so good looking and stuff, too. I don't understand why you have those issues. Because in my opinion, you're handsome.
Are we turning this into a DJ Automatic therapy session, or what are we doing?
I want to know how you've gotten better. Help people that are listening, especially men that are listening that are super jealous.
I don't know. I think you just get over things eventually, and you start, like, the one thing is, I guess what's helped me is I don't compare you to past girlfriends that I have the trauma from, because you're not them.
Yeah.
I'm me.
I just had a bad run of girls. That's what I had.
And also, I think that also speaks to the I don't know, sanctity. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Sanctity
of marriage, right? I think that for you, did it feel like a lot of those jealousy issues?
Is it different having a girlfriend versus a wife?
Went by the wayside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, as a person who's still actively dating, because you asked me, so I'm going to answer.
I didn't ask nothing. Anthony, interject.
One thing I've learned that is jealousy, it doesn't matter what the other person does or anything like that. It's all on you. You got to fix your own jealousy. And that's what it comes down to.
I suggest if you are a highly jealous person that you not enter into a relationship until you figure out why. You have to ask yourself, really trace it back to its source.
Yep.
Why am I acting like this? What happened to me that makes me feel this way? And that way you don't put that on a person you love. Because when you really love someone, when you act out like this, oh, Carissa, I'm not cheating on you for the 1,000th time. You're hurting this man.
And it's going to be a deep dive, man. Because you come to find out that it's not even all relationship issues that brought you to this jealousy point.
It could be parental. It could be growing up in the household you grew up in. It could be all kinds of things.
It's all April's fault from 5th grade.
DJ Automatic, April on blast.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.